Earth and Sky.
Sunday, April 26, 2009. For the Northern Hemisphere, the planet Mercury is now staging its best appearance in the evening sky for all of this year.
What's more, the very thin waxing crescent moon shines near Mercury this evening. It can help guide your eye to the planet. It's also possible to see the moon and Mercury from the southern hemisphere, but it's considerably more difficult. The reason relates to Earth's tilt on its axis and its orbit around the sun.
At mid-northern latitudes, the moon and Mercury set nearly 2 hours after sunset tonight. At southern latitudes, they set sooner after sunset. Start looking for the moon and Mercury in the west as soon as the sky begins to darken. You'll want an unobstructed western horizon, and you'll want to look in the sunset direction.
Mercury is the innermost planet in our sun's family. If you could visit this world in a spacecraft, you'd find it looks very much like our moon, airless and scarred with craters from ancient impacts. You'll easily see Mercury near the moon tonight with the unaided eye if you're standing on the northern half of Earth's globe.
But from the southern hemisphere, you might want binoculars to scan near the horizon. At most places around the world, the moon and Mercury fit within a single binocular field. I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.